In downtown San Diego, a neighborhood hardware store is closing after more than a century at its same location. It's not driven out by a big Home Depot or by urban decay. No, there is a story behind this store, and NPR's Scott Horsley has it.
The San Diego Hardware Store on Fifth Avenue downtown is chock full of hinges, hammers, and history, from its creaky wooden floors to its pounded tin ceiling. The one-ton safe near the front of the store was delivered by horse-drawn wagon back in 1892. That's when the store was co-founded by Bill Hainsworth's great-great-uncle.
We used this safe all the way through 1986, and every penny that we brought in through the register was stored in here every night.
Black and white photos on the wall show some of the first items sold by the store: washing machines, bird cages, hammocks. Michael Morgan remembers shopping here with his father in the late 1930s.
It's like going to Disneyland or Toys R Us for adults. Down in the basement, they had a machine for cutting sheet metal. And I used to go down there and just watch them cut that sheet metal, and it just caught my interest and fascinated me.
The store survived not only the Great Depression, but also the post-war boom, when many of its customers left downtown for San Diego's fast-growing suburbs. When Home Depot entered the market in the late 1980s, San Diego Hardware branched out into higher-priced decorative fixtures. And Hainsworth says, year by year, sales have continued to grow.
Every day, people walk in here and say, Home Depot sent me here, or the Expo sent me here. The do-it-yourself centers don't get into the more unique items that we sell. So we get referrals all day long from the competition. We love them. Thanks.
Downtown San Diego is booming as well. In the 1970s, this was San Diego's Skid Row. But over the last decade, the neighborhood has added nearly 12,000 condominiums. And Vice President Donna Alm of the Center City Development Corporation says 11,000 more condos are expected in the next 5 years.
All of a sudden, the urban environment started improving, and we're seeing people move into downtown in droves.
All those condo dwellers do buy the occasional screwdriver, but San Diego Hardware finds more and more of its big-ticket sales going to customers outside the downtown area. Hainsworth says those shoppers have grown tired of fighting the neighborhood's growing traffic.
They'll call up on the cell phone. I'm driving around the block. I've driven around 5 times. There's no parking. Can you run something out to me? Or they finally find a place to park, and they walk in here, and then you hear it. Geez, I finally parked 8 blocks away. How do I get my hardware back to my car? You know, you guys need to move.
Hainsworth took that message to heart. Last Thursday, San Diego Hardware closed its historic downtown location. It will reopen soon in a new, larger store about 10 miles north. The new store probably won't stock everything the old one did, like sheep shears and grain scoops, in order to concentrate on high-end decorative hardware. But the new store will have free parking, and Hainsworth says the old safe will still be on display.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've got a spot picked out for it right up front.
This time, the safe will travel by semi-trailer instead of horse and wagon. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.